First Peter, chapter number 1. 1 Peter, chapter number 1, verse 17. Amen. The Bible says, if ye call on the Father, who without respect of person judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your soul journeying here in fear. For as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by Him do believe in God, that raised Him up from the dead and gave Him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, and an unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the power of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. I want to finish where we started, finish what we started last Sunday morning, and I never even really got to the message where God had was direct us to, but I think we're building up to it. I like that. Amen. Because I think it fits just right, because we're building up to something in the church and of the living God, and God's getting us ready for the final act. Amen. Praise God. When He steps out of glory and says, come up hither, and we leave this place called earth, we leave behind this old body of clay, and we graduate to that place of glory. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about that place prepared. I thought as the young people was singing this morning about that mansion He's prepared for, that place that God has gone to prepare for, that place that Jesus has prepared for me and you who are prepared for that place. And well, what a blessing it's going to be. What a joy, what a thrill it's going to be one day when we get ushered in to that place that He's gone to prepare for us. But until then, praise God, we just need to realize that the Lord loves us and He helps us and He called us and He saves us by that love that He had for us. He died on the cross of Calvary for you and for me. He shed His blood, amen, that we might be covered by that blood, that we might go free from the sins of this world, amen, from the cares of this world, because we were casting them on Him, trusting in Him, amen, and that finished the work at the cross of Calvary this morning, so that we might be saved, amen, with an expectation that's higher than what a man can comprehend in this world. I'm glad today that we have a blessed hope, and that hope is in Christ Jesus, our Savior. If we have that hope, if we were without that hope, we would be without hope at all. But I'm glad today that we have that hope. If you've been born again, amen, you have hope in the Lord. Amen. And so I want to preach some changes that need to be made in our life, part two. Amen. Some changes that need to be made in our life, part two. We looked last week at how the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, He took an old corruptible heart and through the precious blood of Jesus, not by silver or gold or works of men's hands, but He made possible that we could be saved through that precious blood that was shed on Calvary. Amen. We can come out shouting the praises and giving God glory this morning. Amen. It's because of that precious blood that He talked about in verse 19 of the Lord Jesus Christ. That lamb that was without blemish, that lamb without spot, that perfect Savior, praise God, that God sent to die for sinners like me and sinners like you. You say, well, preacher, I don't look at myself as a sinner. I don't count myself a sinner. I want to say, the Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. So you are a sinner, amen. I praise God, if you're saved, you're just a saved sinner. Amen. You're working. God's a working on you. You're a work in progress. Amen. You're saved under the sanctifying power of God. Amen. We've been brought under the sanctifying power, a continuous work that's in us to make us more like our Savior every day. And it's our job to be made more like our Savior every day. Amen. We have a requirement in our lives, our Christian life, amen, to allow Christ to work on us, to change us and mold us and make us, amen, into what He would have us to be. Amen. And He does it, and He'll do that for us because He loves us. Amen. He loves us unconditionally. We talked about last week. He said we can purify our souls, amen. That's that inward man, by obeying the truth. That's the Word of God through the Spirit. That's the Spirit of God, amen, that helps us along the way, makes us into what He'd have us to be. And then we receive that unfeigned love. Remember, we talked about that love that was real, that love that was true, that love that was accurate, amen, to what we had inside. It would rightly divide the truth, praise God, and make us into what God would have us to be. Amen. Some things that need to be, some changes that need to be made, praise God, are taking place in our Christian life, amen. And a lot of times, we don't even realize those changes are taking place. But it's God working on us, amen, touching our hearts, touching our minds, changing us from within, amen, and without, praise God, for His glory. Amen. So it's that unfeigned love. It's that love, amen, the unconditional love that He had for us. Praise God. So that we can love one another with a pure heart. Amen. Fervently. In other words, we'd be excited about it. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, boy, I love every one of you. Praise God. I love each and every person in here. And I believe God's given us that love one for another. Amen. That's why we get together and we worship together, praise God. And we get the Kate Heppets and we don't care. Amen. We get the Kate Heppets. We get the praise Lord. Even, hey, you know what's happening? Even our young people starting to get in on it. Amen. Why? Because we ain't holding back no more. Praise God. Hey, listen. Hey, praise Lord. We might as well just go ahead and get in. Praise God. While we got a change, because we're running. Praise God for the finish line. It's right ahead. Amen. We all just give God the glory. And so if these youngins will come along behind us, amen, jump in the race. Praise God. So we can all finish well. Amen. But He says there's some, Peter's saying here, there's some changes to be made in your life, praise God, and it's changes for the better. Amen. It's getting, as a Brother Bill, you say, it's getting gooder and gooder. Amen. You know, preacher, that ain't good English, praise God. Yeah, but it feels good. Amen. It just gets gooder and gooder along the way. Amen. But there's some changes that need to be made. He says in verse 23, He said, being born again. I want to say this morning, Jesus said to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, you must be born again. Amen. A lot of people can't get in on what we're getting in on. A lot of people's not getting excited like I'm getting excited. Amen. Why? Because a lot of folks has never been born again. But if you're born again, praise God, you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, you're starting to get it. When I get excited, when you get excited, I get excited. When I get excited, you get excited. And we get the Kate Heppets. Because there's something that's building up in us, praise God, unto a royal priesthood, to a day of redemption, praise God. When we go out of here, amen, and when we go out of here, it's just going to be really good. Amen. See, we're winners. I don't care what the world says and what the devil says and what anybody, Dr. Spock or anybody else says. Praise God, well, if you're a child of God, amen, this whole blessed old book's not a crutch, praise God. It's the power of God unto salvation. Amen. Amen. It's a blessed hope, praise God. He gives us, He instills in us. Amen. And we get so excited about it, we can't help it. Amen. And we want to tell people. Why? Because we've been born again. Amen. Born from above, praise God. We've had a new birth. Amen. Amen. The Bible teaches us this. And we want to see souls born into the family of God. It's just like that, those daughters and granddaughters that we have, amen, and they become expectant with child. And you know how exciting it is, amen, as grandparents. Amen. Our parents, our grandparents, praise God, to how excited it is while you're waiting on the birth. Amen. In the day that baby is birthed into the world, how exciting it is because you've got that new life. Amen. I want to say this, that's a life at conception, by the way. Amen. It's a life at conception, praise God, it takes place. And I was up at the hospital Friday, I believe it was, and I come back down from the hospital, come down through there and down there at the Planned Parenthood, that old abortion clinic. That's all it is. It was four ladies, amen. They was there on their knees on that sidewalk, calling out, crying out to God. Amen. They was crying out to God. They said, oh God, please save that little person. Amen. It's not an embryo. It's not a fetus. It's a little human being. Amen. It's a human being in the works. Amen. God's created for His glory. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, there's circumstances. Yeah, they is, but there's a God. It's in charge of all the circumstances. Amen. Two wrongs don't make a right. Amen. But praise God, he's a good God of glory that loves us, amen. And He wants to see souls birthed into this world, and He wants to see souls birthed into the family of God. Amen. Amen. He wants to see human beings. He told Adam to go out and replenish the earth. He said, fill it full. Amen. Amen. Go out there and conceive and bring forth life. Amen. Why would God do that? So that He could get the glory out of those lives. I don't know about you, when these young people get up here and sing, praise God, it blesses my heart. Amen. When you get in Sunday school, praise God, and they're sitting there and listening to the Word of God, and they're taking it in like little sponges, praise the Lord, and want to do something for the Lord, it blesses my heart. But more than that, it blesses the heart of God. Amen. It blesses the heart of God. So what we want to do is see souls born into the family of God. But I'm afraid in the world today that there's a corruptible seed that's got planted in the hearts of men. That corruptible seed is that seed of the flesh. That corruptible seed don't help you. That corruptible seed will draw you away from the things of God. But He said if we're born again of that incorruptible seed, said there'll be a difference in us. But see, what I think has happened in the world today in which we live, He says in verse 24, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. Amen. I think what's happening in the world today, people, I may be wrong, but I believe you'll agree with me, that faith in America is going away. Amen. Faith in America, praise God, is wilting today. Just like this flower of grass. Amen. Hey, listen, we come and we live and we need to be blooming and putting forth, praise God, for the glory of God. Amen. But praise God, I'm afraid we're just like a flower of grass. We're coming up, and He said, and we're wilting away. Amen. And the faith in America is wilting today. Amen. And when the faith in America wills, praise God, He said that when Jesus came up and He rose from the dead, amen, that He gave Him glory, praise God. He got glory. But I'm afraid the glory is departing. The glory is withdrawing because faith has left and it's withered away. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how do we stop faith from going out the door? How do we stop faith, amen, how do we stop the glory of God from departing? By praising God. By loving the Lord, by getting in, by allowing people to see us, amen, with God on us, said glory to God in the highest, amen. Praising Him, amen, praising Him down at the church house, praising Him down at the place we were, but most of all, praising Him at our house, amen. That's what the Lord, the Word of God, the power of God, the faith of America is wilting in the home. Amen. But through faith, believing, praise God, we can bring it back. Amen. And we can begin to give God. God can get glory again. He said it would be like this in Isaiah chapter 40. He says this in verse 6. The voice said, cry. And He said, what shall I cry? He said, this is what you cry. He said, all flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, and the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, and the flower fadeth, but the Word of our God shall stand forever. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen. He said, we're just like grass. If we wither. But praise God, there's a Spirit that'll blow upon it. Amen. No matter how withered it gets, no matter how a flower could just fail, He said, praise God, there's a Spirit of God that'll keep on keeping on, keep on encouraging us, keep on giving us that we need. Amen. To be encouraged in the Lord. How do you think these old saints of God go out of here praising the Lord? their bodies get decrepit. They start falling away. They get to where they can't go by themselves. And as he told Peter, some person has to clothe them about and help them along. But praise God, they just keep on praising God. Amen. Brother Penley passed away this morning. Brother Greg's papa. Amen. At 4:20 this morning, he went on to be with the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. But he went out here shouting and praising God. Amen. Because he loved the Lord. And he was looking for a better place. And he had a bigger hope. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, he didn't like life. He loved life. He loved life with all of his heart. Life was a joy to him. He was an encouragement. Glory be to God. I tell you, what a fella. Amen. I got a picture on my phone. As they was taking him out of hospital, taking him to Solus. Somebody had given him a fuzzy hat with a little floppy ears. Amen. And they started to roll him out of the hospital, taking him to Solus. He knew he was going to Solus. Probably figured he was on his way. He done told his wife, he said, I'm going to die. I'm going out of here. But she stopped on the way. He said, wait a minute. I need my fluffy hat. Amen. Praise God. They stopped him and they put his little, I got a picture of it. Boy, bless your heart. He's just smiling with his big fluffy, a big orange and yellow fluffy hat. Amen. Had a dog or something on it. Glory be to God. But he went out here with joy in his soul. Amen. He could go out here with a smile on his face because he knew what he had. Amen. Praise God, when you know what you got, when it's sincere, when it's real in your heart, amen, you can go out with a shout. Amen. Praise God. Because you know where you're going. Amen. Praise God. He said he went out, he had that incorruptible seed that fadeth not away. Praise God. So we see here the Bible teaches that there's two seeds. There's a corruptible seed and there's an incorruptible seed. We see here that there's two births. There's a natural birth. And there's a supernatural birth. Amen. And it tells us that there's two natures. There's a sinful nature and there's a sinless nature. Amen. You say, well, preacher, which category do we fall into? Every one of us fall into all of them. All six of these are us. That's who we are. Amen. We're corrupt, but we can be incorrupt. We're natural, but we can be supernatural. Amen. We're sinful, but we can be sinless with the help of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. That's what God does for us. Amen. But when He births us into the family of God, He begins to make us in something that's far better than anything this world could make. We'll send our kids to colleges and we'll pay high tuitions for them to get a good education, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you youngins, be careful when you go to these schools because they're going to teach you and they're going to try to put in your head that God doesn't matter. But I want to tell you, without God, you'll not succeed in this world. Amen. You may have treasures for a season, but that season will fail. If you've got the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, you'll have Him for eternity. Amen. Something you can count on, something you can trust in, something that's real. Amen. You say, well, preacher, if I can get rich, I'm going to get me a real good job and I'm going to get rich and I'll have everything I want. Really? What if you get all the money you need, praise God, and the dollar fails tomorrow? All that work is for nothing. But praise God, if you've got the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you've been born again, praise God, you've got a blessed hope that'll take you all the way into eternity. Amen. Amen. So I ask you this question, what's better? When them teachers, the liberal teachers in the world say, well, this is better than that, amen. Say, listen, there ain't nothing better. Ain't nothing as good as my Lord Jesus. Amen. He said, well, preacher, they might look down on me if I say that. No, they might get a touch of God on them, amen, and be saved. Amen. You must be born again. They say, well, I don't believe that. Say, well, you got to be born again. Amen. Reason you don't understand it because you've never been saved. Amen. Listen, we're living in a corrupt world. He said that corruption, praise God. But he said we're not born of corrupt. He said we're born of incorrupt. Amen. We're living in a corrupt world. Have you ever seen such wickedness in your life? You know what God's doing? Brother Andrew, what God's doing right now, He's giving us a little peek into tribulation. He's letting us see just how wicked and vile people can be. And those that are full of the devil, amen, are just running rampant on this world. They're running rampant, preacher. They're protesting. Hey, just protest. They're busting up. They're tearing up. They're tearing down. Who does that sound like to you? That sounds like the devil to me. God ain't in that. Amen. When God's people stand up against something, prayer, we might take a sign, amen, and stand and hold it up saying what we believe. But we don't tear stuff up. Because we have respect for other people. We have respect for property. We have respect for God. But most of all, we have respect for authority. God just given us a little peek of how bad it can get. How wicked and vile this world's going to become. Can you imagine these folks, every one of you in here represent a community. Amen. Every one of you live somewhere. I mean, if you live under a bridge, you're representing a community. Amen. But every one of us is representing a community. But just imagine how this world's going to be when all the incorrupt's taken out. And corruption is everywhere. There's nothing left but the demons and the vilest and the wickedness of this world. Jesus said, you got it. Peter said, you got to be born again. Jesus said, you got to be born again. Amen. You got to be born of the incorruptible. Amen. That'll make you solid and steadfast, praise God. Some changes have to be made in your life, glory be God, for the glory of God. Amen. Supernatural change leads supernatural birth. Amen. Glory be to God. What takes place when you're born again? Now I just want to slow down for a minute. We need to get this. What happens when you're born again? Said you're somewhere and you get under the Word of God. Amen. He said we're not born of corruptible, but he said we're born of incorruptible. What do we have that's incorruptible? The Word of God. So he said, we're born of the Word of God. He said, that's that incorruptible seed. Amen. You say, well, preacher, who plants that seed? I'm glad you asked. Because the world today says, well, you know, I'm just going to sow my oats. You listen, young people. You listen, mamas and daddies and papa. I'm just going to sow my oats. I'm going to live any way I want to. And then one day, somehow, I'll get in. It don't work that way. It takes the Holy Ghost of God planting that incorruptible seed. Amen. It takes the Holy Ghost of God, amen, taking the Word of God and planting it in your heart. Amen. Am I right? Am I still in the book? Amen. He takes that holy Word of God, he puts it in that incorruptible seed, and he puts it in your heart. Amen. He takes it in your head. Now, I like this part. He puts it in your head so you can acknowledge it. Amen. Then he overshadows that. Amen. And he takes that. Glory be to God. Let me see your Bible, man. He takes that incorruptible seed and he puts it in your head. Amen. Then the Holy Ghost. God, watch this, young'uns. Amen. Then the Holy Ghost of God, he hovers over that. Amen. And he communicates that. Amen. Down in the depths of your heart. You. Amen. You. Praise God. So he takes it. Glory. I'm about to have me a spin. Are you understanding what I'm saying? He takes that precious Holy Word of God, an incorruptible God, an incorruptible Word, praise God. He puts it on your head and he works it down into your heart. Amen. So how do you know, preacher? Because it worked. What happened to me? Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Holy Ghost of God, He works that down and He communicates that to your heart. To the soul of man. So He takes that incorruptible seed and He pushes it down, amen, into the heart. That place, that soul of man, praise God. That fertile place where it can take root. Amen. Where it can become real, it becomes alive. Amen. Hey, it don't live good in your head. Amen. Are you hearing me? It don't live good in your head. Amen. It may sound good in your head. Amen. You may think it's good in your head. But pray God, hey, you ever get it in your heart, praise the Lord, you'll have a spell like me. Yes. Amen. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God, He communicates that incorruptible seed. He pushes it down your heart. Puts it down there, and the heart gets to recognize it. And the heart speaks to your mind. And He says, wait a minute, buddy. He said, there's something that's filtering down through here that I've never got a hold of before. Amen. He says, there's something down here, praise God, it's powerful. He says, it's like dynamite. Amen. He said, it's blowing my heart apart. That's why you get the shaking and the trembling and realizing, praise God, hey, something happening. Something's got a hold of you. Amen. He takes that incorruptible seed, push it down there, and He shows you, communicates from your head to your heart. He says, you know what? You're an old lost sinner. Amen. You're lost without God. You're going to die and go to hell. The rapture's going to take place. You're going to be left behind to fend for yourself. Now, I done told you the demons of hell's already been unleashed. The demons of hell wickedness is all around us. We can see it now. But this ain't a drop in the bucket compared to what it's going to be. Amen. There's an awful time coming like we ain't ever even experienced. Amen. See, a lot of people think that old Adolf Hitler was a wicked man when he gathered up those Jews by the millions. Well, the Jews and anybody he didn't agree with, he gathered them up by the millions and had them killed. Run them through into those gas chambers by the thousands and gassed them, killed them. Took them, drug them out, and threw them in a horrible pit, covered them up with a dozer. And we think that's horrendous atrocities, and it was. But it ain't a drop in the bucket. It's going to happen, praise God, when the church is called out. God says, come up hither, and the faithful are gone. Amen. The incorruption is gone out of here, and all that's left is corruption. Amen. But the Holy Ghost of God takes that incorruptible word, He massages it down into our soul. Amen. And we realize, praise God, that we're just old sinners, and that we need a Savior. Amen. And because that incorruptible seed went from our head to our heart, we know who that is. We know that is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of men. Amen. And in faith, we believe in Him. We say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. Amen. And we fall on our face before God and we say, oh God, forgive me a sinner. Save me, Lord, by the marvelous power of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Forgive me of my sins. Save me and cleanse me. So I believe a lot of times we forget about the cleansing part. Amen. He said that we're saved. He said our soul, praise God, is satisfied in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said incorruption, praise God, takes away the discouragement. Amen. And the Holy Ghost of God puts that in our heart. We ask God to forgive us of our sins. Come in the heart, pray God. And we say, Lord, help me to live for You. Because we realize, praise God, that incorruptible seed that went to it from our head down to our heart, the Holy Ghost of God hoovers over that, communicates it, massages it in. It's like a good ointment, praise God. Amen. I know these folks got aches and pains in this world. I got old nerve in my neck. It flares up. And my wife makes up some essential oils with some frankincense and stuff, boy. And she can take that and massage it into my old neck. And boy, in about 5 minutes, that starts working. And I'm start going, I feel like Woodsy Al. I'm like, ooh, glory. Amen. That's what the Holy Ghost of God does with His Word. Amen. He'll massage it into your heart and He'll help you to feel good about it. See, what's wrong with old sinners, praise God, they don't like the Word of God. Because the Word of God brings conviction. But now we're living in a day and an hour where people say, well, preacher, you know, I don't think we ought to be preaching stuff out of there, Brother Jeff, that's going to cause somebody to be convicted and feel bad about themselves. But praise God, what they're saying is we don't want to have the Holy Ghost of conviction on our heart. We don't want to know when we've done wrong. We just want to know, we just want to be made to think that everything's all right. Well, everything ain't all right. But praise God, the Holy Ghost of God, He pushed that in. We ask the Lord to forgive us of our sins, that incorruptible seed. Praise God, it's there. It's in us. Amen. We ask God to forgive us. We ask Him to help us, to show us, to lead us, to guide us, to direct us. Amen. We realize that thing, it was in our head, praise God. It's with our heart. It's a roadmap to life. And that's life eternal. Amen. Amen. So what happens then? Let me tell you what happens then. We're missing this. Amen. There's some things that need to be changed. Amen. What happens at that incorruptible seed? It's in you. Amen. It's in you. You recognize it, and then it begins to sprout. Amen. That incorruptible seed, it begins to sprout and begin to put forth. Amen. I think sometimes what happens is we ain't fertilizing it enough. Amen. What we do is we get in that Word, praise God. If we're going to listen to music, we listen to some good Holy Ghost music. Amen. We listen to those things that will edify and uplift the heart and uplift the name of God. And then, and praise God, and it fertilizes that seed. And it begins to sprout. And it begins to grow. And it begins to be something so magnificent, praise God, that we can't contain it. And it starts pushing out all over us. Amen. Praise God. Glory be to God. And people start saying, there's something wrong with him. Amen. That fella, she acts peculiar. There's something strange going on with them. Amen. But you know what happens? That seed starts to sprout. People start to see it. And they start to watch it. Amen. And God the Holy Ghost. Amen. That old corrupt, wicked, and vile person. The Holy Ghost of God takes that incorruptible seed. Amen. And he plants it in the head. Amen. And they begin to watch your life. Amen. We were talking about that earlier. I think his brother Tim said, you know what? He said, we keep telling and telling and telling, and it just seems like it's going out into just open air that nobody's getting it. Praise God. But when we live Christ-like before him, amen, it plants that incorruptible seed. That incorruptible seed, it's not corrupt. Praise God. That means it's a good seed. That means it'll take root. That means that it'll grow, praise God, into something magnificent for the glory of God. Amen. And it goes in their head. That old lost person that's watching you. They see you as you get out your dinner bucket. Amen. You open it up. But before you take that sandwich out and stick it in your face, you say, oh God, Lord, I just want to thank you and praise you for this glorious day. I'm talking about when that morning ain't been too good. Amen. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. Amen. Everybody in the table at the lunchroom's frustrated. Aggravated. Amen. But you shake that dinner bucket, you sit down there and you say, oh God, thank you for this glorious day. Thank you for being a Savior. Thank you for being my Lord. Thank you for this food I'm about to receive. And God, I pray that you just bless it for your glory. You know what happens? That incorruptible seed planted in that market. Holy Ghost of God begins to hover over it. Amen. He begins to communicate from the head to the heart. About 16 inches all has to go. Amen. Most people, unless you're a great big person, about 16 inches. But I believe there's a whole lot of people that's going to miss heaven by 16 inches. Amen. There's a whole lot of people that's going to miss heaven by 16 inches. Because we got it in their head. Oh, how good Jesus died for you. Amen. But we don't believe it in our heart. Amen. We don't allow Him to help us live it. Amen. But praise God, the Holy Ghost of God, that old boy, he'll take that seed, he'll communicate with it, and he just starts pushing her down. Amen. Praise God. You know what happens? Sooner or later, that seed, praise God, it fills the whole head. To where it ain't got nowhere to go no more. Amen. There's nothing up here, so it has to just go down. Amen. And it keeps, the Holy Ghost of God just keeps working on that. Why? Because it's incorrupt. That means that it's productive. That means that it can't go out void. That it will take root. Amen. That it will do what it was put there to do. Amen. And through faith, praise God. Through faith, praise God, Brother Don. That old fellow sits there with a smile on his face, just eats that sandwich. Watching them old boys beside him squirm. I don't know why he has to do that. Why can't he pray somewhere else? I don't need to see that. He don't have to try to show me that he's... I wish I had what he had. Boy, why is it his lunch always looks better than mine? Amen. Why is it? Amen. No matter what he brings, it always, even that old peanut butter jelly sandwich, it always looks better than mine. What's he got down at the house that I don't have? Amen. Praise God. He's got an incorruptible seed. Glory be to God. He's got something down inside him. Praise God. It's growing. It's spreading. It's, amen. Amen. It's reaching out. And that old fella, after a while, you come over to him behind that old machine. I've had fellas do that to me before. I'd be back there working. I was a changing oil machine one time down on me. Had my knee pads on down there just to get in it, just to change an oil filter just as fast as I could. Amen. Old fella come up behind me. I looked up, both tears running down both sides of his cheek. Amen. I just turned around, never even got up. I just turned around. I said, I called him by name. I said, son, what? I said, Charles, what do you need? He said, Jeff, he said, I need the Lord. He said, I need some help. I said, well, just get down here with me, brother, and we'll get in touch with him. Amen. Why? Because there's an incorruptible seed that was planted. Amen. And the Holy Ghost of God communicated it down to his heart. Praise God. It took root, glory be to God. And it worked its way out. And he said, oh God, forgive me a sinner. Amen. Come into my heart. Amen. And he went away still crying. Still bawling like a baby. And he didn't even care who seen him. Amen. But it wasn't tears of despair. But it was tears of rejoicing. Amen. Why? Because that incorruptible seed had been planted. The Holy Ghost of God communicated it. It took root. And he said, what can I do to be saved? Amen. He already knew. He was an old sinner. The communication is right. The communication is real. I want to say, praise God, the communication is royal. Amen. Amen. Praise God. It's perfect in every way. It communicates to the heart. And he realized there was some changes to be made. Amen. When it communicates through that incorruptible seed, he said, being born again, not of corruptible, but of incorruption. How? By the Word of God, which liveth and abideth for just a little while. No. See, that's the thing about that incorruptible seed. It abides, Brother Bud, forever. Amen. Once that incorruptible seed has took root in your heart, amen, it just continues to grow. Amen. And it continues to grow, and it sprouts, and it grows, and it sprouts, and it grows, and man, till it fills you up. And when it fills you up, praise God, it'll come out on you somewhere. You'll overflow. Amen. With that incorruptible, that precious Word of God. Amen. You say, preacher, are you for real? You really believe this? Amen. The Bible says it ain't my truth, it's His. Amen. I'm telling you what God says this morning. Amen. He said the Word is incorruptible. It'll go in. The Holy Ghost will communicate it. It'll take seed and He'll save you by His marvelous grace. Amen. And when He saves you, it's planted, it continues to grow, it continues to sprout. In other words, He don't just save you and go away. Praise God, it lives in you forever and just keeps getting bigger and bigger. You say, well, preacher, how come I'm not filled up like I need to be? He said, be being filled, amen, by the Holy Spirit. Amen. We got to get in. We got to allow God to just load us up. Because see, that's when God fills us with His Word, that's fertilizer to the soul. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't feel like I'm growing as a Christian. Praise God. How much fertilizer are you putting on? Amen. Maybe you need a little ammonia nitrate. Amen. Praise God. Go over and read the book of Hebrews. See what the Savior did for you. He took away those offerings of animals, praise God, when He offered Himself on the cross of Calvary for old sinners. That's like throwing on ammonia nitrate. Amen. Hey, you got to be careful with that stuff. You get too much ammonia nitrate, Brother Don, and praise God, and it'll burn something up. You'll catch them on fire. Amen. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Praise God. You say, preacher, I'd like to have more of God. Amen. Just dig in there. Get you some good old ammonia nitrate. Throw that sprouting inside you, praise God, and it'll kindle a fire. Amen. 1 fertilizer for the soul. Praise God, you okay? It'll get the burning flame and hot. Praise God, and the hotter it burns, the bigger the flame. Praise God, the better you'll like it. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know what you got to do when you get too much ammonia nitrate? You got to try to water it real good and get that off there, what you can't hold away, because it'll start burning it up. Amen. So you start applying the water. Amen. So it puts it down there, puts it down into them roots, and gets it saturated in the ground around you. Amen. So that that plant can reach out, praise God, as it's sprouting and get that nutrients, amen. And praise God, so instead of growing a little bit, amen, and stopping, it just keeps sprouting. It keeps growing, amen. It keeps reaching out, amen. And that's down in the bottom, praise God, will start showing out on the outside. Praise the Lord, and it'll be good and it'll be glorious. Praise God, I tell you what, and you'll get the cane hippets, and you'll realize, praise God, there's some changes that's been made down in the depths of your soul. Praise God. But he said that, but he goes on and finishes here in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 25. He said, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. He said, that old flower of flesh falls away. It just goes back to where it come from. Amen. But he said, that soul of man never dies. He said, praise God, what God puts into us through that incorruptible seed, praise God, it just gets better and better and realer every day. Praise God, and he said, it endureth forever. Praise God, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. What's he saying? He said, it's about the relationship that the Lord Jesus Christ has with me and you. Amen. He said, listen, young. He said, there's some changes that need to be made because there's corruptible seed in this world. But he said, I've got an incorruptible. Amen. I want to work on you. He said, the Holy Ghost of God's massaging it in. Amen. He said, just allow God to do His work.